Well, Brian, as we look at what's happening market-wise today, you made the comment, it's a good day. We've got some higher numbers taking place. Let's start out on the grain side with this corn market. Now, they are talking about some chance of some rain, but really, the rain compared to the dollar, it seems like the dollar has a little bit more influence today.
Oh, absolutely. Dollar is what we've been trading off of the last several days. On Friday, we had a bullish reversal in the dollar, meaning it made new lows early in the day, and then after Federal Chairman Ben Bernanke spoke, the dollar rallied and closed higher. So you had an outside day higher. And Sunday night into Monday night into Tuesday, we had follow-through strength in that dollar, and that's what pressured our grains during those 2 days. But the dollar is trading lower, give back almost everything that we gained yesterday, and it's got the grains moving higher. The funds are back in buying commodities. You see gold, silver, and the crude oil. All those markets are moving higher along with the grains, and it's really an inflationary-type trading environment, ignoring the fundamentals.
Does it make for some marketing confusion?
Absolutely. You know, because we're not trading the fundamentals, the farmers are hard to understand. You know, why is corn and soybeans and wheat moving lower when we aren't producing more corn, we're exporting more soybeans? Why would beans be down yesterday? And it's just that relationship between the dollar and the commodities and the funds that trade these markets. But today we're back moving higher. We do have some stronger export business again from China, so we're seeing continued strength there, third day in a row that they've been buying beans.
Which is, does that catch you by surprise, especially the way China was earlier in the week?
These export business, no. I mean, we heard last week rumors up to 20 cargoes, and this is kind of fulfilling those rumors, so I don't think this is really a shock to the trade. This is just more of a confirmation of what was rumored over the last week or so.
I guess I meant with the stimulation of their economy, if that was going to cause for any concerns for us.
Well, you know, longer term it could be. If they continue to raise interest rates, that'll eventually slow their economy and slow down their imports. And we are so heavily dependent upon what we sell to China and them importing soybeans and soybean meal that it would certainly put a damper on our demand profile for soybeans and soybean meal. So it's something to keep an eye on, but a 0.25% interest rate probably won't make that major difference.
We talked a little bit about the weather, and obviously that's got to be some good news as we look at our winter wheat crops.
Yeah, we really need some rain in across the winter wheat belt. It could use a shot. Been abnormally dry, and would love to see some moisture as it goes. You know, wants to develop a root system, develop a nice root system as we go into dormancy in another couple, almost two months.
Jump over to what's happening livestock market-wise. Cattle, gotta love it. What, Nebraska had some $5 plus cash?
Yes, I'm really surprised the board isn't reacting more to that higher cash trade. I mean, that's a super hot cash market. Futures don't act all that great, but we are moving higher. We're finding some resistance in this 101 area. We just have had very little opportunities to close above 101 in the contract of December in its life. So it's encouraging that we're moving higher. I just thought we'd be a little bit stronger with that strong of a cash trade.
Are we going to see those some continuing soaring numbers ahead of this cattle on feed report?
Yeah, most likely we will. I mean, the report probably won't change the mindset of the feedlots or a lot of the trade here. And apparently packers are short enough bought with the show list being down this week that they really needed to be aggressive in their buying for this week's inventory.
What about for the hogs? Because the way the cattle are trading from a cash perspective, maybe pull the hogs up a bit?
Looks like it's trying to a little bit today. This hog market has been acting very weak technically and from a fundamental standpoint, big drop in the cutouts again. We need to find some stability and almost desperate enough to reach for anything to show us that stability. Maybe it's the hog or the cash market in the cattle that's going to give us that support.
Any weight concerns for these hogs as they head to market?
Well, we're a couple pounds heavier than we were a week ago. Compared to a year ago, we are as well. I think those weights will start to trim off here as we get a little bit higher feed costs. We'll most likely see those weights start to come down.
Anything else from the livestock or grain perspective, Brian?
Nope. We don't have much news for the next couple of weeks in the grains. We're going to trade, I think, some of these technicals and outside markets until we get into November.
Hopefully it's not the lull before the storm.
Right, exactly.